Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord for the glory of God. We're here. And hello, hello to all of our, well, actually, first of all, you're listening to Christian Talk. And it's TNT time on Christian Talk. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say hello to my beloved, to Sela. How are you today?
I'm very blessed. I want to say hi to my prayer group. We had a beautiful time tonight on the phone. I want to ask everybody to keep us in prayer. A beautiful prayer group and a beautiful place in the Lord. Each of the girls are, the ladies are. They're all the adult ladies, I'll call them that. And asking the Lord to be continually be with them. Because they are so special with a beautiful heart towards God. I wanted to just give a shout out to each and every one of them.
Yeah, they are
and
very precious.
And if you guys want to pray with us, you can too. Come on Sunday. We'll be there at 1:30.
Yeah.
And Pastor T, I know you have a where that is all taking place at.
Yes, it's at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, and we're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. And our services start at 1:30 p.m., 1:30 in the afternoon. So even if you have another church that you go to in the morning, go ahead and go to your church and then come and worship and visit with us. You'll enjoy yourself a full day. Of worshiping the Lord, then that's a good thing. Once again, it's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 in the afternoon. And right now, just go ahead and call your friends and family members and tell them to dial in. Dial in to the program tonight. Mm-hmm. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537, or just click on the picture or the link on Facebook to listen from your computer tonight and all this week. You can click on that all this week, or just click on the link wherever you see the post of this particular show. It could be on Instagram, it could be on Alignable, Twitter, whatever. Okay, click on the link or the picture, whatever will bring you in, and you can just listen from your computer. Okay, if you don't want to dial in. Oh yes, and also you can see T. Meyer and Tasila on Facebook, YouTube, and many other social media platforms. Just look for The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. You can easily find us on HS. You can easily find us on hsbn.tv, and you just go there and just put in The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila, or you could just go to our website, www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. Just go there. When you get on the page, you'll see three lines or about three or four lines on the left. Just click on the lines, and it'll help you navigate throughout the web page, okay? And then go to media and click media, and it will take you to any one of our programs that you might want to see. And it'll take you other places, too. So just go ahead and explore the website, okay? All right. What else am I missing?
I kind of wanted them to send some more questions on there on www.churchofjesuschristministry, because it makes good subject matter. I like that when you guys send us questions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you have any questions or any particular thing that you feel like maybe we should speak on, just go ahead and send us an email. When you go on churchofjesuschristministry.com, the webpage, just go ahead and go to where you can send us a message, okay, an email. It's an email. You can just send us an email, okay?
Look at on Facebook and send something to Pastor T. Meyer McCain.
directly
to you too. And then guess what?
What's that?
What about the book? You got to know about the book. About the book they can get on Amazon.
Yes, you can get the book. It's available on Amazon. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. So it's available right now, paperback or e-books. You can get it either way. So just go ahead and order the book. Order a few of them. You might want to send some to some of your friends and family members. That's what we would like for you to do. Okay? So remember that. Praise the Lord. Well, that's enough of our announcements for today, but I just want to say don't go away. When we come back, we're going to get right into some business, okay? Into some Holy Spirit kingdom.
Your love is great.
Woo! All right, all right. You are listening to Christian Talk, the special edition of Christian Talk, because it's TNT time. And as you know, we hold on. From what's that? You hear that? Wait a minute. What? Indeed, you know what that means. That means it's our TNT segment where we're going to talk about some things today. What are we going to talk about today, Pastor Tasila?
Well, we're going to talk about the operation of the seven spirits of God, but I want to send out a message to tell everybody that pray for Israel and the people. And Palestine and Israel's in a war right now. And make sure you guys keep Israel lifted up in the Lord and that God puts his perimeters around it and keep it because that's very special to him. So, in talking about the seven spirits of God, but first I wanted to give a little outline on it. Because since right now our church, we are in the book of Revelations, and we are in actually chapter 21.
Okay.
Because we've gone through 1 through 21, and we went past chapter 4, and it mentions the seven spirits of God in chapter 4 and 5, and it reads out of like this, it says, out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Right.
And I love to hear and see the setup in my mind's eye of how does that look, you know, because this is where we pray from. Listen to that. We are in heavenly places. This is where we pray from. Because, and you got to think about that, how this is all set up. And did you guys know that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? We say that spiritually, but when you're in your secret place, you got to see yourself sitting in next to him. And sitting, I just place myself at his feet. And so we are in two places. Well, at least that's what is written in the Word in Ephesians 2:6. It says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him. So it's nothing new. It's just something we all have to adhere to and imagine and understand and know it, that when you're going in your secret place, you are seated with him. And it said, I said, for he, I'm telling you guys, himself raised us up from the dead. We were all dead before Christ came along and seated us with him in the heavenlies. So when you're praying, do not pray from the situation you're in. A lot of times people allow the situation to overwhelm them. But pray from your heavenly seat. Remember, Jesus is our great mediator. And, you know, a lot of times people are feeling alone right now. They're feeling like, well, I'm just saying something. And no, you got the King of Kings operating with you. He's our intercessor. Like it says in Romans 8:3-4, it says that Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for you. So don't think that things are happening and he doesn't care. It says he's interceding for you. It also says in John that he is our advocate. And also in Hebrews 7:25, it speaks on how Jesus lives to intercede for us. So here you see that you are never alone. Don't ever, I hear people say that, it's just me. No, it's not. You're never alone. But I want to go back to the seven spirits of God, like I was saying in Isaiah 11. It speaks on the seven spirits, and it says that these spirits that rest upon him, meaning Christ, And in Isaiah 11:1, it says, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Christ wants these spirits to also rest upon all of us as well. Know that the Lord Jesus, yeah, he does. And he wants to roar. He wants us, he don't want us, the church, to be timid and meek, like what people feel the word meek means. It means having strength, but restrain, under constraint. Right, Pastor T?
That's right.
The word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it doesn't mean being a wimp. Because Christ is in you and through us all, and we all are sharing him. And the voices that are coming from out of the throne room, guess who it is? These are God's lovers. The worshipers in heaven, the corporate appearing of the sons of God in manifestation in the heavens. First were birthed in the spirit, and then you'll see them on the earth. But these are those with Christ that have Christ formed within them. And you become a voice to the world also. So let's go back some. You know, in Exodus 20:18 through 19, when the lightnings and the thunderings appeared on Mount Sinai, but the people would not endure. And they told Moses, "Let not God speak to us." Oh, no, because at least we die. They felt like the Lord talked to them. And the same is today. Some people rather have a distant relationship with the Lord. You know, some people are embarrassed to tell people that God said or told them something. You know, they rather have a form of outer godliness, but not knowing him, you know, for real.
Yeah.
But not interested in the reality of God. But in Revelation 4, God's people have heard his voice and have a personal relationship with him. And the veil that is torn, they understand that, and they have taken advantage of it because of what Christ has done already. Now it says that we have a personal audience with the Father. Isn't that deep? Now humans can have a personal audience ourselves with the Father, each of us individually. These are the voices and the sound, right, of the saints. And that's in Revelation 4:5. And then it goes back and says in there that, "And burnings before the throne were seven blazing torches," which represent, guess what? The seven spirits of God. Seven burning torches before the throne. This points us to the seven lampstands with its seven branches that is spoken of in Exodus 25:31-37. Remember, it was one golden lampstand, yet it had seven lamps with burning oil. Then in Zechariah 4:2, it says, "Each branch of the lampstand represents one of the seven spirits of God." This is why we call it the sevenfold anointing. When people say, "Why y'all say the sevenfold anointing?" Because that's what we need. We need everything operating at the same time at once. We need the spirit, because that's what the Spirit of God is. It's seven. It's not just one. And he said, he did say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." But he operates in many offices. God is multiplicity. I can't even explain how vast he is, because it's unexplainable. Right. Because the seven of spirits of God is burning with light and glory and revelation in the throne zone. This is what you encounter as you join with Jesus as being your mediator. And when you are seated in heavenly places, and while he is interceding for us, this is what is going on in the secret place while you are praying. The lamps with the burning fire are igniting the people of God with more and more light and more revelation of who they are serving. And these are the seven manifestations of the Spirit of God. Seven in Scripture is the most sacred number in Hebrew. It is the number denoting spiritual perfection and completeness. Now, here's a picture of the fullness of the Spirit of God. These seven lamps of fire representing the seven spirits of sonship that will be on the sons of God. Like I read in Isaiah 11:5, the spirit of might, counsel, wisdom, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Those, you could tell who belong to the Lord because they have full reverence for God. You don't hear them using the Lord's name in vain and doing things even when no one is looking. You can't catch them on all that stuff because they're forever realizing they're in the God's presence all the time. Now, this is the sevenfold sonship anointing that rested and continues to rest upon the firstborn Son of God. It rests on Jesus, and Jesus wants to share it with the church. This mighty and glorious anointing shall come upon all the unveiled sons of God in these last days, and we are going to be fully rise to become God's kings and priests on earth as it is in heaven, thus bringing heaven into the earth. Don't y'all want to see the change? Don't you want to see the heavens begin? I see outpourings and outbursts right now. I see different groups anointed. I see there's a group in Huntington Beach and Asbury. I see groups in Santa Monica. All these groups are springing up, and it's something
to all over.
It's an open display of the power that is in the name of Jesus that's beginning. And what's going to come with this is going to be the Spirit of the Lord that will rest upon his anointed ones. This is change. And this is what we call becoming. It is the Father's pleasure, you guys, I'm trying to tell you. It is his good pleasure to give you guys the kingdom of God. And a lot of people, they don't realize that they lived in the dark realm so long and they've waited so long. They don't understand when it says in Luke 12:32, it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. So get in the secret place and offer up your incense of prayers to him and come out with a heavy anointing with his presence. That's what is going to change this realm into the kingdom. God wants to rest upon his body. He wants his abode to be upon the church. The church is not supposed to be weak or wanting or lacking and deliverance and things that it needs. God wants his abode, his spirit to be upon each and every person. And I thank the Lord for that, because I know you got a lot to say about it, Pastor T.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to say
it a little bit more.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it right after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
stripes on your back makes you bigger. The stripes on your back, they make you bigger. They make you bigger. Your blood makes you bigger. Your Lord makes you bigger. You overcame death, and that makes you bigger. That makes you bigger. You want to open up your mouth right here and begin to tell God tonight.
Hallelujah. You are listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. Now, we were talking about the seven spirits of God, and you know, Pastor Tasila, we've heard for many years some of the old-time, end-time preachers talk about the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire that's coming upon God's people in this hour. We have taught it. We've taught about it at our church, on radio and television. Most of you have heard us talk about this. Many times we've talked about it. But what exactly, and I'm glad you broke that down too, because a lot of people wanted to know, what exactly is the sevenfold anointing? What are we referring to when we say the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power? Well, first of all, we know that the number seven represents perfection, completeness, fullness. It is God's perfect number. The sevenfold anointing is the perfect anointing that is full and complete. It is called sevenfold because the Holy Spirit falls upon us and fills us up at the same time, giving us seven perfect spirits. And all of the perfect spirits are one. All seven are one.
Right.
The sevenfold anointing, the sevenfold anointing of the Holy Spirit is more than having the gifts of the Spirit that comes upon us and then leaves. You know, like for example, with Samson, the Holy Spirit would fall on Samson, which made Samson a mighty man. When the Spirit is on him, he could kill 1,000 people, 1,000 Philistines at one time by himself. The anointing was in his seven locks of hair. Once again, we have the number seven. The anointing was in his seven locks of hair on his head. But then the Spirit would leave, and Samson would become a regular man. The gifts of the Spirit are given to us as the Spirit wills. Right now, given to us as the Spirit wills. The sevenfold anointing of the Holy Spirit is far more than having the Spirit by measure. You know, a little here and a little there. The sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire is the seven spirits of God. Once the seven spirits of God rest upon you, he remains. He never leaves. See, this is different. This is what we're looking forward to right now in this hour. We're looking for the seven spirits of God. That's when he rests upon you and never leaves. It is the same spirit that Isaiah prophesied would rest upon Jesus Christ in Isaiah 11, chapter 2. The first one, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Let's break it down. The Spirit of the Lord, that's the first one of the seven spirits. The Spirit of the Lord. This is when we can say these same very words that Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 61, chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. It's prophesied, and this is what the Lord read also. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. See, we can say that because we have the Spirit of the Lord. That's the first. Mm-hmm. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, God's beauty for this fallen nature, the oil of joy for mourning, the Holy Spirit, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. We will be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. That's the first one. That's the anointing that will be upon us. It is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ that will be on us. This scripture is another prophecy of the seven spirits of God that rested on Jesus Christ and shall also rest on us. The fulfillment of this scripture happened when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove. Yes, the seven spirits of God is the same spirit that rested on the Lord Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 3, verse 22. And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased." This is the fulfillment of Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of the Lord is the first Spirit that will rest on us forever. And with the Spirit of the Lord comes the other six spirits. Let's just read again what the Lord, let's read again what they are. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord, we just went over that one, shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear and of the fear of the Lord. Keep in mind that I'm talking about the fullness of God's spirit. When you have the fullness of God's spirit, just like Jesus had, then you have the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire. This is the anointing that shall rest upon you. It never leaves. The next of the seven spirits is the spirit of wisdom, which is the quality of having God's experience, God's insight, God's all-seeing seven eyes, God's knowledge and understanding. The seven spirits of God is in the opening, it is the opening up of God's senses within you. That's what it is. It's the opening of God's senses in you. I'm talking about the spirit of wisdom. It is discernment, to be able to see the inner qualities of people, to see things clearly in heaven and on earth, and not behind a veil. God's wisdom comes from Holy Spirit experience. God's wisdom is also God's perfect and righteous judgment. Proverbs 4, verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. This is what Paul said to Timothy concerning wisdom. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Consider what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all things. That's wisdom. This is what James wrote about wisdom in James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Keep in mind that Solomon asked for wisdom, and it pleased the Lord so much that he gave him riches beyond belief, as well as making him the wisest man on earth. But the wisdom that comes from the seven spirits of God is the wisdom that will rest upon you forever. The next spirit is number three, the spirit of understanding. Ephesians 5:17, who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. We understand the situation, the reason behind things, the why of everything. When you have this spirit upon you, the spirit of understanding, you understand every situation, the reason behind the situation, all things, the why of everything. Keep in mind how important understanding is. Keep in mind how important understanding is. In order for us to receive and obey the instructions of the Lord and follow his directions, we must first understand his instructions and understand his direction. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding works hand in hand when it comes to the perfect will of God. Jeremiah 17, verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Understanding allows us to touch the feelings of others, to see what someone is going through. It allows us to have compassion for others and minister to their hearts. Understanding God allows us to know how to please him. It helps us to know his heart, understand his will, his ways, his word, his plan, and to know his character. The spirit of understanding helps us to know how to minister to someone, how to go to the spiritual root and the beginning of the issues, problems, and the sins of people. Just like Jesus knew and understood the situation of the lady at the well, he not only knew she was married five times, but he understood the reason she was not married at that particular time. He talked to her. He had understanding. He didn't condemn her. Let's read it. John chapter 4, verse 18. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now have is not your husband. In that sayest thou truly. He knew her heart. He knew what she would do once she realized that he was indeed the Messiah. He knew what she would do. So he revealed who he was to her, and she did exactly what he knew she would do. She went and told the people to come and see the Messiah. Same thing that we do. We are to bring people to Christ. She brought people to Jesus. Just knowing and understanding who Jesus is will bring you to repentance, and you will just naturally start doing the Lord's will. The next spirit, let's keep going. The next spirit, the spirit of counsel, which is guidance, leadership, advice as it pertains to the kingdom realm of God. Jesus is always here. He is the one we depend on to lead us. As it is written, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil or from the evil one. Understand that proper advice can keep you from the hour of temptation and save you from evil if you follow the counsel of the one who has the spirit of counsel resting upon him or her. It is confirmed that Jesus is our wonderful counselor in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The world is in desperate need of righteous counsel. Proverbs 11, chapter 11, verse 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. It is very important for God's people to have the spirit of counsel to rest upon them, because it is written in Proverbs 15, verse 22, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. People succeed when they follow good, godly counsel. Let's go to the next spirit, the spirit of might, the spirit of might, which is the fullness of the Holy Spirit's creative power. It is the authority of Jesus Christ. Strength in God, strong faith in God, and the faith of God. The faith of God. It is the word of God dwelling in you. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, you know, talking, tongues, like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You see, when we speak in tongues, we're not just babbling words. We're speaking the word of God. The spirit of might is having the anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power to rest upon you forever, which causes you to do the impossible. This is what John the Baptist said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The next spirit, the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge is not a word of knowledge. It's actually more than that. It is revelation knowledge. Matthew 16, verse 15 through 19. But you, who do you say that I am? Jesus asked. Simon Peter spoke up and said, you are the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, you are favored and privileged, Simon, son of Jonah, for you didn't discover this on your own, but my Father in heaven has supernaturally revealed it to you. The spirit of knowledge, of revelation knowledge. I give you the name Peter, is what he said, a stone. And this rock will be the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church. What rock? The revelation of who he is. He will build his church. He calls it my legislative assembly. And the power of death will not be able to overpower it. I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven, and to release on earth that which is released in heaven. If you have this spirit upon you, this spirit of knowledge, of revelation knowledge upon you, then God can build his church. This scripture is simply saying that Jesus is going to build his church on the revelation of who he is. Because that revelation can only be given to you by God the Father himself, which will allow us to have the keys of the kingdom, which means we will have the backing of heaven. Once we receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, then we receive the revelation of God the Father, and then the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and then the revelation of who you are, who we are in Christ. And then we receive the revelation of the kingdom realm of God. This revelation knowledge will rest upon us forever. Let's go to the last spirit. The next one is the seven spirits of the next of the seven spirits of God is number seven, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. This is something the church needs desperately. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. To have the spirit of the fear of the Lord means to have overwhelming love, faith, reverence, awe, respect. And there is a certain amount of fear as well. I mean, real fear as well. A fear because of how great he is. This is what we have. We have overwhelming love toward the Lord, faith in God. Even the faith of God that we have, a reverence for God. We are in awe of God. We have total respect for God and a certain amount of fear, a fear because of how great he is, a fear of falling in the hands of the Lord for punishment. Nobody wants that. That should keep us in line because we don't want to fall in the hands of the Lord for punishment. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is to be humbled at his presence. We honor him. We adore him. We are in constant wonder and amazement before the Lord. We have total admiration. This is the fear of the Lord. We hold God with high esteem. We worship him and we praise him continually. Once we have all of this, then we have all seven spirits of God resting on us forever and ever. And there's so much more, and I'm glad that you brought out many things, Pastor Tasila. You talked about the lamps of fire, you know, the seven lamps of fire and you know, and many things, and that goes into a whole lot too. The seven spirits, you know, our God is a consuming fire, so we have the seven lamps of fire. It covers so much, and it's right at the throne, because we are at the throne with Jesus. We sit in high places. And he says those who endure will sit with him on his throne, just like he sit with his on his Father's throne. That means he's going to give us that anointing of his seven spirits and send us out into the world. His seven spirits send us out all over the world. We have to get ready. We have to be prepared and ready to move forward. You see, because, you know, God's last day golden candlestick lampstand church is shaped like a tree. We're shaped like a tree because in this hour we will be the tree of life. We're like a golden, we're a seven golden stick lampstand. We're a lampstand. If you look at the lampstand, you'll see that it's shaped like a tree. You have the branches, and you have the trunk. You have the trunk, and then you have the branches coming out of the trunk. That's how the golden lampstand is built. It looks like a tree. Well, God's sevenfold last day church, we are the tree of life in this hour, with Jesus being the branch or the vine. He's the trunk or the vine, and we are his branches. And he says that I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You see, when we're connected to him, we're connected to the vine. So now he gives us of himself. And he is the seven spirits of God. And he gives it to us. And we go out, and us connected with Jesus become the tree of life in this hour. And all mankind will come to us because they want life. They come to you because they see that Christ Jesus is in you of a truth. Where else can we go to get life? Just like Peter said, where else can we go? Because you only have the words of life. We will have the words of life because Christ Jesus will be in us. We will have the words of life because we will carry around with us the seven spirits of God that will never leave. This is what's coming to God's church in this hour. Understand that. It's coming to God's church in this hour. It's bigger, greater than we could ever imagine. So look for it. Look for it, because it's coming. It's coming. Don't miss out on this. You don't want to miss this. You want to be right in the flow of the Holy Spirit, so when God does his work, you're right there with him, and you're moving under that sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire, which is the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Praise the Lord. Makes you excited just to know that something like that is happening. Right, Pastor Tasila? Doesn't that get you excited?
Very. I am extremely overwhelmed. And it makes you careful, too. It makes you want to be, like it says, the bride makes herself ready. It makes you want to be ready for what God is doing, pouring out his spirit.
That's right. It makes you want to be ready, because it's so amazing, so amazing. Is there anything, any words of wisdom you want to leave the people with? Our time is coming close to an end. Not quite there yet.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you to explain about when you said the fear of the Lord is overwhelming love. because I know that kind
yes.
of was like, huh? What is that?
Yeah.
How do those two things go together?
Yeah, it's overwhelming love, because when you see his glory, when you see the great God and all of his glory, you're going to fall on your face. You're going to become like nothing because of his greatness. It is the fear of the Lord that falls upon you. Just like the children of Israel when the Lord was on the mountain, and you had mentioned this. You said, don't let God talk to us because we'll die. And they said, Moses, you talk to us. They needed a mediator. That's why we have Jesus. But if we were to see mm-hmm. the great God, if we see the great God, such fear would come upon us, we will feel like we're going to die. Even John fell and as though he was dead when he saw Jesus in his glory. So it's a fear that comes over us, but it's also the respect and the love and the awe and the admiration. You know, it's you're just in his glory. It's a beautiful feeling, but you know that you don't want to get on the bad side of God, but you always want to stay on his good side because it is so marvelous. It's so great. You can't even imagine it. He said, mm-hmm. David said, at your right hand is pleasures forevermore. And that's where we want to mm-hmm. stay. You know?
In his grace.
In his
grace. You don't want to blow the grace.
Right. Exactly. Ooh, man, oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for allowing us, Lord, to bring forth your word. We just pray that those that hear will understand, Lord, and will receive it, that the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ touch their hearts so that they can wax strong in the spirit and fall in love with you even more, knowing who you are. Unveiling the mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, only you can do that for us. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have given us. We thank you that you have allowed us to understand your word, that you have placed your spirit upon us. And now we understand, O God, and we say, yes, we will move forward in you. We will not move to the right hand or to the left, but we will keep moving straight forward. On into the kingdom of God, on into your full glory, on into oneness in you, us in you, you in us. Lord, that's what we want. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got a few more minutes, Pastor Cecilia. Anything you want to say?
Yeah. No, I'm okay. You can give them a good song. All is well.
Okay.
I'm just happy.
The song... Amen. The song won't last too long because we're toward the end, but just let the church say amen.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.